Welcome to the Back in Time Pod. Welcome to a special short episode. We're doing a poll topic here. So this is going to go up on Thursday, and you can vote on this all day Thursday, all day Friday, and we'll have it end Friday night. So get your votes in on what movie you want us to cover here. So JD, let's talk a little bit about our poll here. So I'll let you kind of introduce the movies that we're going to do, and then we'll break them down here.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you so much, Kyle. It's obviously a pleasure to be back as always. And this, I think it's been a while since we've done a poll topic, and the focus of this October poll topic is sequels. So we're looking at doing movies that are sequels to movies that we've done previously. So we have on the docket, potentially Scream 2, I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, and Friday the 13th Part 2. Those are the three movies that we're going to discuss a little bit and look forward to your feedback to what you want to hear us break down.
Absolutely. And you can vote right now over at Back in Time Pod on our Twitter page. Check that out. I'll also put one up on Instagram as well. And then, of course, give us some feedback on maybe a poll topic down the road. So, and just so you guys know, we picked these three movies because we've done the actual first movie. It's in our archive. So Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Friday the 13th, all great episodes. Check those out in the archives. But let's get to it. Number one on the list here, we are in 1997. It is the horror mystery film Scream 2. It's 2 years after the first series of murders as Sydney acclimates to college life. Someone donning the ghost face costume begins a new string of killings. JD, what might we cover if our audience selects Scream 2?
I'm not entirely sure because I don't think I've seen Scream 2 in many a year. So I'm looking forward to maybe talking about a lot of the themes and tropes that carry over from the first movie and getting into and breaking down a lot of the rules and symbolism of what is traditional to horror movie sequels.
Absolutely. So for poll topic number two, we are going to 1998, and we are taking a look at the horror mystery film I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, which is about a murderous fisherman with a hook who is back to once again stalk the two surviving teens, Julie and Ray, who had left him for dead, as well as cause even more murder and mayhem, this time at a posh island resort. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects I Still Know What You Did Last Summer?
If I'm not mistaken, we're going to get some Jack Black action, are we not?
Jack Black is in full effect in this one. Absolutely. And yeah, being our two of our cast from the original are gone. In comes Brandy and in comes Mekhi Phifer.
Yeah, it's a fantastic. I personally like this movie. I don't think it's as strong as the original, but in terms of the presentation of a sequel compared to Scream 2, I think that this is a stronger entry.
Okay.
So I'm looking forward to revisiting and rehashing a lot of what our crazy hooked fisherman has to say.
All right, I love it. And then poll topic number three, we are in 1981. It's the horror mystery thriller film, Friday the 13th, Part 2. Mrs. Voorhees is dead. Camp Crystal Lake is shut down, but a new camp next to the infamous place is stalked by an unknown assailant. JD, what might we cover if the audience selects Friday the 13th, Part 2?
If you have any, if I can persuade you, audience, at all in any way, I think that this is probably the strongest entry out of the three, because what we basically get is a redefining of everything that Friday the 13th set up as a horror movie, as you spoiled it for those of you who haven't listened to our first episode and are not familiar with Friday the 13th Part 2, but we cut the slack of Mrs. Voorhees, and we have a brand new killer on the loose. And for those of you who are only familiar with the mythology, part one, part two, and part three are kind of stark in difference with how they portray the main killer. And this is, I think, a very strong step into creating what can only be described as a horror icon.
Okay. So I, normally at the end of this, I would say, hey, here's your chance to persuade the audience. But it sounds like that's kind of your pick right there.
I want to say, I think the strongest, the best out of the three would be Friday the 13th Part 2. The movie that I want to watch the most is I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. And then the movie that I have not seen in a very long time, which I wouldn't mind revisiting, would be Scream 2. So
okay.
In my opinion, audience, we all win.
Well, you know my weakness for Freddie Prinze Jr. I mean, Jennifer Love Hewitt. I Still Know What You Did would be a solid pick for me. But yeah, I'm going to kind of lean on Scream 2. It's been a long time since I've wanted to get into this one. It's also been a really long time since I've watched the movie. So yeah, I would love it if we could dive into Scream 2, but that's not up to us. That's up to you guys. Again, over at Back in Time Pod right now. Get over there and vote. You have all day today, all day tomorrow. So get to it. Get those votes in. And then we're going to follow the following week with whatever you pick. That's what we're going to do. So last chance. Get on over there. Vote, vote, vote. Now, JD, after we do our poll topic, we're going to be back the week after, and we're going to be diving into Halloween 3 Season of the Witch. Man, this is a movie I own that I have actually never watched all the way through, and I got a lot of grief from Dave about not checking this out and giving it the time of day. When's the last time you saw Halloween 3 Season of the Witch?
I'm in the same boat as you. I believe it's sitting on my movie shelf and something that I've never pushed in, never hit play on. And I'm partly because I come from the party of Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Halloween 4. Those are one storyline, and I feel like this veers a little bit too far away from the spirit of Michael Myers. So, Dave, I'm sorry. I will watch this movie and we can discuss and we can debrief afterward. But going into it, I'm kind of the mindset that this is an Halloween movie.
Okay. There you go. So we will find out in a couple weeks, but that'll wrap it up for this episode. And we will talk to you guys in a couple days. See ya.